Chapter 5, verse 29 of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam,
Bhoktaram yagya tapasam,
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram,
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram,
Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam,
Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam,
Yatva Mam Santim Ritchati,
Yatva Mam Santim Ritchati,
Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam,
Bhoktaram Yagya Tapasam,
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram,
Sarvaloka Maheshwaram,
Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam,
Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam,
Yatva Mam Santim Ritchati,
Yatva Mam Santim Ritchati,
Bhoktaram
yagya tapasam,
Sarvaloka
Maheshwaram,
Suhrudam
Sarvabhutanam,
Yatva
Mam Santim Ritchati,
Bhoktaram
yagya tapasam,
Sarvaloka
Maheshwaram,
Bhoktaram yagya
tapasam,
Sarvaloka
Maheshwaram,
Suhrudam
Sarvabhutanam,
Yatva
Mam Santim Ritchati,
Bhoktaram
yagya tapasam,
Sarvaloka
Maheshwaram,
Suhrudam
Sarvabhutanam,
Yatva
Mam Santim
Ritchati,
Bhoktaram
yagya tapasam,
Sarvaloka
Maheshwaram,
Suhrudam
Sarvabhutanam,
Yatva
Mam Santim Ritchati,
Bhoktaram yagya tapasam,
Sarvaloka
Maheshwaram,
Suhrudam
Sarvabhutanam,
Yatva
Mam Santim Ritchati,
a person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Purport. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. The conditioned souls within the clutches of illusionary energy are all anxious to attain peace in the material world. But they do not know the formula for peace, which is explained in this part of Bhagavad Gita. The greatest peace formula is simply this: Lord Krishna is the beneficiary in all human activity. Man should offer everything to the transcendental service of the Lord, because He is the proprietor of all planets and the demigods thereon. No one is greater than He. He is greater than the greatest of the demigods, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. In the Vedas, the Supreme Lord is described as Tam Ishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram. Under the spell of illusion, living entities are trying to be lords of all they survey. But actually, they are dominated by the material energy of the Lord. The Lord is the master of material nature, and the conditioned souls are under the stringent rules of material nature. Unless one understands these bare facts, it is not possible to achieve peace in the world, either individually or collectively. This is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna is the supreme predominator, and all living entities, including the great demigods, are his subordinates. One can attain perfect peace only in complete Krishna consciousness.
Om Ajnati Vibhandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunirbham Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padavanam Shri Guru Vaishnavasya Shri Ruham Sacharya Jatam Sahagnam Ragnatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvedam Sarvabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagnam Ragnatham Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Prima Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namaste Prakatanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sukhe Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vrashya Vipan Sindhu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadhi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
A person in full consciousness of me, knowing me to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pangs of material miseries. Now, Why is peace so important? Any guesses? Why is peace so important?
Happiness.
Happiness, exactly. Thank you, Bruno. Happiness is not possible without peace. Huh? Krishna says to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Asantasya Uthasu. Without peace, where is happiness? In this day and age, especially, everyone is rushing to get everything done. Is it right or is it right? Even to attain peace, people rush. Like the fellow over here. Come on, inner peace. I don't have all day. That's just the pangs of material nature. Verse 5.6 of Bhagavad Gita gives the peace formula. Gyatva mam shantim ricchati. Shanti means peace. How do you get the peace? Gyatva mam. Knowing me. Knowing who? Knowing Krishna gives peace. Now take a look at this. picture here. What kind of image does he portray? He's looking strong. He's looking confident. Yeah? And maybe even intimidating, I guess. If I were to walk down the street and he were to pass by me, I'd be a little bit scared. Take a look at this child. What would he be feeling? He'll be feeling happy and I heard the right answer. I just need to know who.
Secure.
That's correct. He feels happy. He feels loved. He feels secure. Why? Because he knows his father is going to love him, protect him, because his father is
strong.
He knows. Bhoktaram yake tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Sarva loka maheshwaram. Krishna is all powerful and he owns all the planet. Sarva loka. Look at the picture here. This is one of those pictures you see in the beginning of Mahabharata. Where Krishna is showing Arjuna in the battlefield the universal form. He shows that how powerful Krishna is. He owns everything. He is the greatest. He is the most powerful person. Even seeing this, Arjuna was shaken after seeing this. So how does this knowledge give us peace? Suhridam sarva bhutanam. Suhridam. Suhridam means well-wisher. Thank you. Suhridam means well-wisher. Krishna is well-wisher of all living entities. Gyatva mangshanti prichati. Knowing that gives peace. So let's see again. Suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mangshanti prichati. Knowing that Krishna is the well-wisher, we feel peace. We feel happiness. For example, imagine if you know somebody who's really strong, he's influential, he's powerful, he can do anything. But he doesn't know you, neither you know him. He's not your friend. Right? Will that give us peace knowing that he's there and I'm here and that doesn't give us peace. On the other hand, the other side of it, if somebody is very close, you know him, he's your friend, but he has no influence, no power, no strength, will that give you a sense of security?
No.
Right? But knowing that Krishna is all powerful, all strength, he's your well-wisher and he's your friend. Knowing all that, that is a great combination. Knowing that he's your friend, it gives us peace. It gives us security that no matter what, he's there. He's always my well-wisher. He's always going to be my friend. Let's see. Prabhupada gives this purport and he explains that this is a peace formula. There are three things we have to understand here. Knowing who Krishna is, reviving our relationship with Krishna, and third and last, to strengthen our relationship with Krishna. 3 points. Let's repeat. Let's see. First, knowing who Krishna is. That's very important. Second is reviving our relationship with Krishna. And the third, strengthening our relationship with Krishna. And then, there is a process to do it. Right? Srila Prabhupada lays out this process very beautifully. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Simply chant loudly, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna likes cows. Vatsa, Vatsa means cat, right? Whether she is in India or whether in the West, the calf is always adorable, cute. We feel like loving them. And Krishna loves calf. He loves his devotees just like he loves his calf. He wants to love and pamper them. Therefore, he names his planet also like that. His planet is called Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna is Bhakta Vatsa. Subhridam Sarvabhutanam. There are 2 points. Krishna is a well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And he is also Bhakta Vatsa. So what is the difference here? Krishna is friend to everybody and he is Bhakta Vatsa. But in this Bhakta Vatsala, Krishna is specially merciful to the bhaktas. Bhaktas have Krishna's special mercy. Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Bhakta Vatsala. He is not known as Jnani Vatsala or Yogi Vatsala, but Bhakta Vatsala. Srila Haridas Thakur glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Krishna himself. Jai Gaur, say Krishna, say Jagannath. Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu, Tumi Moe Bhakta Bhas.
Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu,
Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu, Tumi Moe Bhakta Bhas.
Bhakta Vatsala Prabhu, Tumi Moe Bhakta Bhas.
Avasya Purabe Prabhu Morayas.
Avasya Purabe Prabhu Morayas.
Avasya Purabe Prabhu Morayas. Srila Haridas Thakur says, my Lord, you're always affectionate to your devotees. I'm just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Srila Haridas Thakur is one of the greatest Vaishnavas. In fact, he is our Namacharya. He's an exalted devotee. But out of humility, he says that I am a very imitating devotee. Just out of humility. And he's praying to Mahaprabhu that you give mercy to everyone, all the bhaktas. So the point is here, Krishna gives his mercy to all the devotees, to all. Before the battle of Kurukshetra started, Krishna took a vow that he is not going to pick up the weapon in the fight between who? Kauravas and Pandavas. And when the fight between Arjuna and Bhishma is also a very strong warrior and he was the Senapati of Kaurava army, right? So Bhishma Dev was shooting arrows constantly at Arjuna at one that was that day. And the arrows were coming on and on and on and on, and Arjuna being the best archer, could not keep up with the arrows that were coming from Bhishma Dev. And Lord Krishna saw that Bhishma Dev's arrows are coming and coming in such a speed, and Arjuna is not able to keep up. So Lord Krishna took the broken wheel, took the wheel of a broken rath which was near there, and he took up the wheel and charged towards Bhishma Dev. Here you can see that he's taken up the wheel and he's charging toward Bhishma Dev. For a Kshatriya, right? It's a Kshatriya code, right? For a Kshatriya to go against their word is as, it's very serious. It's as dishonorable as death. It's very dishonorable. They say, right? Pran jaye par vachan na jaye. So Krishna, he is a Kshatriya. And how can he break his vow? He had taken the vow not to take up the weapon. And how does he take up this wheel? And by the way, when Lord Krishna picks up the wheel, Sudarshan Chakra automatically enters the wheel. So it's a weapon right there. That's the Lord. And Arjuna, as you can see in the picture, Arjuna is trying to save Lord's reputation. Oh my Lord, you have taken a vow not to take up the weapon. Oh my Lord. So he's, Arjuna is a devotee. He's trying to save the reputation of the Lord. And Lord on the other side, he doesn't care of his reputation. He wants to save who? He wants to save his devotee, his bhakta. This lila is unique. Can somebody tell me what is unique in this pastime session? Yes, Prabhu.
Actually, like Krishna took a vow first that he will not fight in the battlefield.
Mm.
At the same time, Bhishma Pitama wanted Krishna to break his vow. Because he wanted Krishna to attack, break his vow. And at the same time, Bhishma Pitama was also the great devotee. So this lila was such that Krishna fulfilled both. He took care of Arjuna.
Yes. So Krishna, Krishna knew the desire of Bhishma Pitama. Bhishma Pitama, thank you, Lord. Bhishma Pitama is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. In fact, he is one of the 12 Mahajans. And Bhishma Dev, he wanted to see that rasa, that form of Lord, where he has his wheel, he has the curly hair, and the dust has stuck on his curly hair. And his beautiful forehead has this drop of sweat on his forehead. And he's charging towards Bhishma Dev, and Bhishma Dev wanted to see that scene. How beautiful. And he glorifies that scene, and he's so happy to see that. He always meditates on Krishna as Parthasarathi. So Krishna, knowing all the desires of his bhakta, he's so bhakta vatsala that he doesn't care for his reputation. He satisfies devotee's desire. He satisfies, he protects, he protects at any cost. Krishna protects his devotees at all costs, even at the cost of his reputation. We see here that Lord Nityananda was attacked by two demoniac brothers. Right? Lord Nityananda was attacked by Jagaya and Madaya. And Lord Chaitanya heard about this and he rushed. He rushed towards the scene immediately. And immediately he summoned Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra appeared. At the same time, Lord Nityananda is requesting Lord Chaitanya, my Lord, you in this avatar, you have decided not to kill anybody. Please don't kill this. He is trying to pray to the Lord to protect his reputation. And Lord Chaitanya, meanwhile, to protect his devotee, he is ready to give up his reputation. Krishna protects his devotees at all cost, even at the cost of his reputation. So let us summarize what we have gone through. We have gone through first point. Please, peace comes from knowing Krishna. Right? Peace comes from knowing Krishna, who Krishna is. He is all powerful, he is all grace. He is Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He is the well-wisher of all the living entities. And he is Bhakta Vatsala. If somebody is a devotee of Krishna, devotee of Krishna, Krishna protects him. Krishna protects him. Second, Krishna is a well-wisher of all the living entities. Bar none. All the living entities. He is especially inclined to bhakta, devotees, as we have seen in those two example slides. So what we should do? We should strive to become bhaktas. Bhaktas and perform what? Bhakti. Devotional service. Loving devotional service. Right? Krishna sees that. And he sees it all the time. So, one of the best ways to perform the loving devotional service is chanting Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.